Tucker, as camp continues this week, you take a look at kind of where everybody was on day one to where you sit right now. Personally, for you, how do you feel your game is here just a few days away from jumping on the plane to Edmonton?
Yeah, feeling good. Coming into camp, we all had lots of time off, so it was a little bit of, take some time to get the body into it, but feeling good now.
The relationship both on and off the ice with Nate Beaulieu for you, just kind of walk us through why you guys seem to have a good chemistry together.
So on the ice, I think we both understand each other's game pretty well, and we know, kind of positionally and what we're trying to do, and we both keep it a little bit more simple, I'd say. So it's easy to understand our games on the ice, which has been good for us, and off the ice, we get along great.
Thanks.
Hey, Tucker. Ted Wyman here from the Winnipeg Sun. You got in a couple of playoff games a couple of years ago. How will you use that experience from then in this upcoming tournament?
What I draw on from those couple of games was just how simple the game turned into in playoffs compared to the regular season. There's certain things where it was just simple and hard. Guys weren't playing with the puck as much. That was kind of the mentality everyone was playing with in those games, I remember. So that's something I think I can use going into these games.
And you guys did a bit of a scrimmage today, but it seems like you haven't scrimmaged as much as some other teams. Do you like the way that you're doing that as opposed to more scrimmaging?
Yeah, I think we're working on things we need to work on, and I'm not exactly sure what the plan is the next 4 or 5 days here, but coach has got a good plan for us, and when we're working on things we need to work on to be sharp.
Thank you.
Tucker, Ken Weeb from sportsnet.ca here. Hope all is well. When it comes to no fans in the stands, I mean, are there any experiences you can draw on from your past? Or, I mean, when's the last time you played in front of very few or no fans?
In juniors, my first year after high school, my 18-year-old year, I played North American League, and the franchise, or the team I was playing for, we didn't get many fans. So I had some good experience playing with no fans there. You just got to learn, it's a hockey game. You got to get up for them no matter what. It's going to be a playoff hockey, so it'll be fun.
Dylan DeMello mentioned last week that guys might have to brush up on their trash talk. Is that something?
It kind of cut out there. What?
Sorry, I said Dylan DeMello mentioned that guys might have to brush up on their trash talk. Is that something you've been preparing for?
not really, no. That hasn't been part of my game too much. But, that's something I don't know if you need to practice too much either. You got it or you don't.
I know he won't be playing, but, I mean, with your brother signing in Calgary, I mean, what have the discussions been like with you guys getting ready for the series?
We just talked about how we're getting ready and what it's like here versus the regular season, just the differences when we're talking about it and different training type things is all we really talked about.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Tucker, it's Jason Bell from the Winnipeg Free Press. Can you tell us what it's like for yourself as an athlete to sort of go from that big unknown over the course of the early part of the summer to be thrust into, the real heat of the NHL playoffs? I mean, I know you've had training camp to kind of get acclimatized to it all, but what's that like when things change so quickly for you?
Yeah, it's more, I mean, there's the physical side to it, but as far as keeping your body right and getting ready, but the mental, as far as we went into the pause and no one really knew what was going on, and no one had a real timeline, and it was just kind of like, are we off a month? Are we even going to play? So it was just mentally trying to stay into it. Was definitely odd.
How did you kind of overcome that? I mean, what were some of the tools you used to do it, or were you like everybody else just kind of sit around and wait?
It was a lot of waiting, time with family, playing cards, and able to get together a pretty good gym in the garage and try to, I wasn't leaving the house much, but try to treat it like instead of just staying home all day, try to treat it, you know, a few hours in the garage and to kind of break up the day and try to keep a routine of some sort.
Emotionally though, I mean, is it it's a switch you guys are sort of trained to flip, that you turn that competitive juice, get them going right away? Or?
Yeah, I think once everyone, I guess speaking for myself, once I got to Winnipeg, it felt like another training camp, like a start of the year, although we're not heading into regular season, we're heading to playoffs. So once I got here, it was kind of, you know, work mode type feeling.